Glenn Ford, black griot and journalist, remembered. For readers and listeners across America and around the world, the name Glenn Ford was not a strange one. For they read and heard the voice of a man who felt the heartbeats and sensed their rage. Perhaps best known as co-founding the influential Black Agenda Report, Ford began his journey to journalism when he was hired at a black radio station in Georgia, owned by the great musician and entrepreneur James Brown. Most workers at such stations not only are paid poorly, but must work doing a variety of jobs. Ford doubled me over in gut-clenching laughter when he told me that he came to work one day only to find the sales and advertising staff cutting grass. Why were they cutting the grass? Because Mr. Brown had told them to do so. Mr. Brown also suggested that Ford use the name Ford on the air instead of his birth name, Rutherford, because Ford was easier for listeners to remember. Glenn Ford was a journalist who wrote his copy with fire and passion. He loved black people. He was a fierce and independent anti-imperialist, and he lashed the black political class who failed to protect and fight for black life. He joined the Black Panther Party in his youth and became a socialist in his adult years. He saw 71 springtimes before returning to his ancestors. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Imprisoned Radio.